Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the January 4th, 2021 meeting, the reorganization meeting of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors. It is 6:22 p.m. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to start with roll call, beginning at my far left.
You threw me off there. Thank you for allowing me to be first. Tina Garzillo. Carol
Kinney.
Bill Genoway.
Greg Waxt.
Greg Phillips.
Tony Hamilton, Township Manager.
Bill Carlier, acting as solicitor for Amber Group.
Thank you. First item of business tonight is the election of officers of the Board of Supervisors for 2021. At this point, I would like to ask for a nomination for a temporary chairperson.
I would like to nominate Greg Waxt as temporary chairperson.
There's a motion for Greg. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a motion by Vice Chair Kenny and seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to have Greg Waxt serve as the temporary chairman. Any questions on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mr. Waxt.
Thank you. At this point in time, I will seek nominations for chair of the Board of Supervisors.
I would like to nominate Bill Genoway as chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
We have a nomination for Bill Genoway as chair for Board of Supervisors made by Vice Chair Carol Kenny. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second by Greg Phillips. Do I hear any other nominations for chair of the Board of Supervisors? Hearing and seeing none, at this point in time, I will close the nominations. So we have a nomination for Bill Genoway as chair of the Board of Supervisors. I will call for a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Genoway. Your chair again.
Thank you, Mr. Wax.
Yeah.
That takes us to vice chair of the board. May I have nominations for vice chair?
I will nominate Carol Kenny for vice chair of the Board of Supervisors.
We have a motion for Carol Kenny for vice chair. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Phillips. So a motion by Mr. Wax, seconded by Mr. Phillips. Any other nominations for vice chair? Hearing and seeing none. All in favor of Mrs. Kenny for vice chair of the board, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And that passes. So congratulations, Mrs. Kenny.
Thank you.
That leads us to appointments. We have the following appointments being made for 2021. Secretary Treasurer, Mr. Anthony Hamaday, the Township Manager. Assistant Secretary Treasurer, Nick Hiriak, Finance Director. Pension and Chief Administrative Officer for the Police and Non-Uniform Plans, Nick Hiriak, Finance Director. Township Solicitors, Hamburg, Rubin, Mullen, Maxwell, and Lupin, PC, based upon their rates as per their October 12th, 2020 letter. Special Tax Counsel for Act 511 Taxes, Sean Kilkenny. Labor Counsel, Patrick Harvey of Campbell, Durant, Beatty, Palumbo, and Miller, PC, with rates as per their January 2nd, 2021 letter. For the Zoning Hearing Board, Eastburn and Gray, PC, with their rates as per their January 3rd, 2021 email. Township Auditor, 511 Tax Auditor, McCarthy and Company, PC. The Township Grant Writer is Arrow Consulting, Inc. Township Consulting Engineers are as follows: Land Subdivision Development Plan Applications, Remington Vernick Engineers, with their rates as per their November 12, 2020 letter. Traffic and Signalization, McMahon Associates, Inc., with their rates as per their December 31st, 2020 email. Wastewater Operations and Pretreatment, Arrow Consulting, as their rates per their December 22, 2020 letter. MS4 Stormwater Permits, Arrow Consulting, with their rates as per their December 22nd, 2020 letter. And Environmental Assessment, FX Brown, Inc., a division of Bojia Engineering, Inc. And that concludes the appointments for 2021. We have a motion to accept those appointments.
I'll make a motion to accept those appointments.
Mr. Chair, I'll second that.
A motion by Supervisor Garzillo, seconded by Supervisor Phillips to accept the appointments as have been named. Any questions from the board? Questions from the public? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We do have the next appointment is the chairman of the board vacancy committee, and that is going to be named as Mary Ann Ahern. That leads us to citizen board commissions and authorities for reappointments. Mrs. Kenny.
Hey, thank you, Chairman Genoway. The listing for citizen board and authority reappointments are as follows. The Board of Community Assistance, David Karen. Community Center Advisory Board, Paul Kubler. Environmental Advisory Council, Kabindra Shakya. Library Board of Directors, Linda Knoll. Library Board of Directors, Tracy Pasquale. All of those are for 3 years, with the exception of the Community Center Advisory Board, Paul Kubler. That one is 5 years. Media Communications Board, Howard Hoffman, 3 years. Media Communication Board, David Rasbach, 3 years. Media Communications Board, William Carroll, 3 years. Pension Advisory Board, Joan Genoway, 3 years. Planning Commission, Martin Trumpler, 4 years. Sanitary and Stormwater Authority, Jim Ruddy, 5 years. Shade Tree and Beautification, Bob Dempsey, 5 years. Transportation General Authority, Marvin Ranili, 5 years. Zoning Hearing Board, John Tallman, 3 years. And Zoning Hearing Board, Maria Mengel, 3 years. There are openings on EAC and the ECDC. Are we doing those right now, Mr. Genoway?
We can, yes.
Okay.
Please name them.
They need to be voted on.
We'll vote on all of these.
Okay.
Yeah, once we do this.
The first one is Brittany Gralla to be appointed to the Environmental Advisory Council, and Rachel Zobel to be appointed to the ECDC, the Economic Community and Development Committee.
Okay, having heard the appointments for the chairman of the board vacancy committee, plus all of those indicated by Mrs. Kenny, do I have a motion to appoint these individuals?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Wax, second?
I'll second.
Second by Supervisor Garzillo to appoint the aforementioned individuals to their named citizens board, commission, authority, and committee. Any questions? Questions from the public? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Next item is the scheduling of the 2021 meeting dates as posted. We have a motion.
I'll move to approve the meeting dates as posted.
And I'll second.
We have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Wax, to adopt the meeting schedules as posted for 2021. Questions from the board? Questions from the public? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Resolution number 2021-01, Depository of Township Funds. Again, as posted, we have a motion for the Township Fund.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2021-01 regarding depositories for Township Funds.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion by Supervisor Kenny, second by Supervisor Wax. Questions on the motion? Question from the public? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Affirmation of the 2021 holiday schedule for township employees, again, as has been posted. We have a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Supervisor Garzillo.
I'll second.
Second by Supervisor Kenny. Any questions on the holiday dates? Anything from the public? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Selection of a delegate for the 2021 PSAT's 96th Annual Convention, April the 18th to the 21st, 2021, and authorization to attend and appoint the voting delegate. Pleasure of the board.
I would like to nominate Chairman Genoway to fulfill those positions, assuming that PSATS is not canceled this year again.
Actually, I had to vote electronically on resolutions. So whether or not the conference will
good
happen,
okay.
There will be voting that would be necessary.
Good. Okay.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to appoint Chairperson Genoway as the voting delegate for Upper Marion Township at the 96th Annual Conference of PSATs. Just to make sure everybody's aware, I will also be the voting delegate for the Montgomery County Association Township Supervisors, since I will be president again of that association in 2021. Any questions? Questions from the public? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And that passes 5-0. Brings us to the proclamation regarding Martin Luther King's federal holiday. Mrs. Garzillo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before I read the proclamation, I'd just like to make an announcement that the annual Martin Luther King celebration will be held virtually this year, so a different format. We'll broadcast that through our UMGA channel. It's the 33rd annual celebration. So I hope that everyone will be able to tune in and be able to just view the celebration. We are right now in the midst of a fundraising opportunity for the Martin Luther King Committee. I don't believe that's listed on our website, but there's various ways that you can contact the township or the committee to contribute towards this organization, if you please. LaVere Seymour is the chairperson. David Broida is heading up a lot of the fundraising, and as well as Jerry Vitimo from our township. Now, I had the pleasure of reading the proclamation to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Proclamation for Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday. Whereas legislation has set aside the third Monday of January as official holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr. And whereas, according to the Act, the holiday shall serve as a time for Americans to reflect on the principles of racial equality and nonviolent social change espoused by Martin Luther King Jr. And whereas, across the nation and throughout the world, celebrations are held to commemorate the life and work of Dr. King, and whereas the nation is honoring Dr. King, who dedicated his life to the pursuit of a dream, the principle of which our nation's founders wrote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whereas the Upper Marion Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Committee has formed and planned a local observation in honor of Dr. King. Now therefore, be it resolved this day, January 4th, 2021, the Upper Marion Board of Supervisors hereby honors the memory and achievements of Dr. King's and encourages all citizens to join together virtually at the Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday Observation, Thursday, January 21st, 2021, at 6 p.m. Resolved this fourth day of January 2021 by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Garzillo. That takes us to item 11, additional business, and item A is in regard to catalyst experiential ordinance proposals and rezoning requests. When the action of the board to cease any further consideration of the requests of Catalyst Experimental for the creation of a community commercial zoning district permitting the installation of monument sign displays, including amendments to the sign ordinance to allow for a township-wide communication platform that establishes regulations for monument sign display and requests to rezone certain township properties. So before we get engaged in this, I would like to ask for a motion to cease any further consideration on this project.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
So we have a motion from Mr. Phillips and seconded by Mrs. Kenny to cease any further action on these proposals and requests. The board has prepared a summary statement of this project so everybody understands the what's and why's regarding this effort and why tonight and why not in October. The Board of Supervisors wants you, our residents, to know that we are taking specific action tonight on the proposals by Catalyst Corporation made at a hearing of the Board of Supervisors in October to discuss the monument sign ordinance and various zoning changes. This vote will mean that the hearings will not be continued. As you may recall, we continued them that night so that we could have further dialogue and discussions and frankly investigate a number of accusations and statements that were made to see whether or not they were true. Again, because we were aware of a number of rumors surrounding these proposals that were not true and were propagated with the intent to intimidate and create confusion and conflict, we believe it's important for everyone to know the relevant facts. The Board of Supervisors did not solicit these proposals. The developer, Catalyst, brought a proposal for monument signs to the township over a year ago. Because there were many positive aspects of the proposal that were believed to possibly benefit our residents and the township, especially the acquisition of the Damiani parcel, which would have been converted from an industrial site to green space and increase the size of Walker Park. Catalyst was asked to present their proposals to multiple groups at public workshops and multiple citizen boards. This was all pre-COVID, so back prior to last March. As part of this process, the developer, Catalyst, requested a hearing for the township to consider a monument sign ordinance and a zoning change that would permit monument signs at the borders of parks, which could entail rezoning portions of parks to commercial districts to comply with the PennDOT permit requirements. Please remember that a developer has wide latitude on what they can propose, but they must first go through a process like this, and they do not always get the request. It's also important to note that two of the three sign proposals were not actually in Upper Marion Parks. One was on the previously mentioned Damiani parcel, not in Walker Park, and the second straddled both sides of 422. It was not actually in Hoyser Park. And the other one was on Route 202. The hearing was conducted for the developer to present their proposal to gain public input and then for the board to discuss concerns and identify next steps. Typically, when a hearing occurs, actionable steps, resolutions, ordinances, etc., are also prepared in the event the proposals are accepted or rejected. However, in this case, there were several items of information that were either still lacking or conflicting and needed resolution, so the hearing was continued. Several of the items that needed clarifications were why the Planning Commission supported a monument sign ordinance, but not zoning change, input from the residents on the proposed Bob White Park improvements in particular, as that had not been sufficiently vetted, confirmation that the Business Improvement District was not supportive of these proposals. It was mentioned at the meeting that they favored it, but in fact, they did not. Better understanding of the details of the zoning request because it needed to be fully digested to understand all the possible impacts, and obtaining input from the Park and Rec Board on this project. While at first glance, the decision to not support these proposals seemed to be the right decision, which many thought should have been done immediately, the devil is always in the details. More research was required to complete the due diligence necessary to have facts, not opinion, conjecture, or bias, and then dictate an informed, defensible position. In the end, it was determined through this process that the proposals actually conflict with certain current ordinances in place to protect the community's character and environment, that they are not publicly supported by the Planning Commission, the Park and Rec Board, the KOP bid, or the community at large, and would create situations that would result in a failure to preserve the peaceful nature of our parks and open space. The Board of Supervisors wishes to thank all those concerned residents who reached out during this process to express your thoughts and opinion. We heard you. We heard every one of you. The overwhelming majority, if not all, but one or two may have probably gotten a response from one, if not multiple of us. The only ones that didn't were the ones that sent them today because we just didn't have time. So please know that we live here just like you. We are continually working to make this community the best it can be. We must be respectful of all processes, laws, and regulations, and sometimes it takes more time to make a generally supported decision than one would think. So with that, any members of the board care to make any specific comments? Any members of the public like to make a comment? Mr. Campbell.
Good evening, my name is Edmund Campbell and I represent Catalyst. So we're the least happy people here tonight. as you can anticipate. My job as an attorney is to represent developers who come to towns and work with municipalities and ask for lots of things under different circumstances. This is one of the most unusual circumstances that I've ever found myself involved in. My client came almost 2 years ago to the township with an idea, Mr. Genoway, as you said. It's not something that initiated from the township. Met with countless representatives of the township, went to meetings, and at every time did their best to listen and respond, which led to the hearing in October, which, you know, candidly, many people came out with concerns that my client again listened to and asked for an opportunity and met with the Park and Rec Committee as a great vehicle to go through what was being proposed. And from that came a proposal that now would have had nothing, no signs, no improvements, no monuments in Bob White Park, would have only had signage, as Mr. Genoway indicated, on commercial property near the mall, 202, on property that's not involving Hoyser Park, not technically part of Hoyser Park on either side of 422, and on the Damiani site, which would have resulted in a significant increase in the park, in the area of Walker Park. And so the disappointment that my client has is that after 2 years of good faith interaction, listening and responding to form a proposal that we think has value, unlocks value for the community, provides value for the community. It's just really unusual. It's extraordinary for a municipality to take a decision, an action at a public meeting to say, we're no longer ever going to talk to you about this. And I understand the forum we're in and the environment we're in and the many reasons that bring that to bear. And that's really unfortunate because I think my client would very much like to have continued to work with the township, work with the residents who expressed their concerns, and continue to shape a proposal which is to the benefit of the structure of the township, the general population, and it is obviously in his interest. And we're just disappointed tonight that we are where we are. What we're left with, what my client was proposing, was in direct response to many of the concerns that you heard. Nothing else, Bob White, nothing would have gone to Bob White. He would have had a significant expansion to Walker Park, and the remaining signs would not have been in parkland. And so I understand all the concerns, but we're really disappointed that we think we shaped a proposal which very much responded to the concerns of the community. Thank you for the opportunity to allow me to speak tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Any other comments on this? Please state your name and address, please.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marianne Infante, and I would like to thank the board for their concern for the health of the environment and of the people of Upper Marion. School districts have long not accepted the idea that we should have more advertisement. They no longer allow any advertisement in their schools because they know that the additional advertisement in the community can have a negative effect on their health. And we are in a pandemic, and as you could see, a lot of people were upset by even the thought of it. So I really would like to thank the board for standing with its people and the health during a pandemic. And there are two pandemics going on, the obesity pandemic and COVID, and advertising plays into that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your comments tonight. Anyone else? Okay, that takes us then to any additional business. I forgot to vote. Tony Nishamadi, a question from the public?
We do have something through the line UMT. Okay. I apologize for raising. If I can read it into this. Here we go. The request or the submitter was Bob DeLella, 627 Crestwood Drive, King of Prussia. The board of supervisors, microphone is not on, cannot hear the TV broadcast. He doesn't go on to make any other comment, but we already knew that. But okay. I just wanted to read that because he did submit through the process.
Okay, and I did text you that I got a message that there was limited audio for couple of moments there. But okay. So now that takes us to the vote.
The broadcast is functioning now?
The broadcast is functioning.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So in that case, we're ready for the vote. All in favor of ceasing further activity regarding this project, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes 5-0. Thank you all. And now we move into additional business. Mr. Phillips, anything?
Nothing for me.
Mr. Wax?
You know, I guess since there might be people watching tonight, I just want to remind people that if you do have the opportunity to get a vaccination, to seriously consider it. The best place to go in regards to finding information about vaccination and the clinic that is being run by Montgomery County is the Montgomery County Office of Public Health website. I don't have the website memorized, but all you have to do is Google Office of Public Health. Right now, we are in phase 1A, and I know that includes medical personnel, people who are living at certain healthcare facilities, dentists, dental personnel. I'm sure there are others that I'm forgetting, but if you fall within one of those categories, whether or not you work for a business or an agency or are an independent contractor, you can go onto the website and get registered to possibly have a test, possibly have a vaccine. As we move from phase 1A to the more expansive phases, which are 1B and 1C and 2, obviously the township will continue to provide that information, as will any supervisor whom you can reach out to for information about vaccination. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Hamady, I just got another text that Ms. Infante's comments were not heard either. So we might want to check the mic between meetings.
We're gonna double check. Okay.
Yes, Mrs. Kenny, any comments, questions?
I was just going to add one comment to what Supervisor Wax said. I heard someone today say that, some people are nervous about getting a vaccine. I know that I've gotten vaccines all my life, as well as my husband, my children, and my grandchildren, which is not to say there's anything that is 100% foolproof. One comment that I heard, though, today, someone said, if I have to take my chances with COVID or vaccine, I'd rather take my chances with a vaccine. Everything in life is risk and benefit. And in my opinion, I look at it as being a benefit that will protect everyone and make society go back to normal faster. Society, friendships, family, and the economy, no small thing. So I would just add my two cents to what Mr. Wax has said.
Thank you. Ms. Grisell, nothing. Regarding the vaccine, I would add that our public safety personnel, beginning with our emergency medical, paramedics, and technicians, received their first vaccination last week. They are scheduled for their second one in 3 weeks, and we are waiting for the police and fire personnel to be advised by the county as to when they will receive theirs. So we are in process of having those done. Anybody from the public have any other comments they'd like to make tonight? And in that case, I'll close out tonight by giving you some comments about 2020. Fellow residents of Upper Marion Township, as we enter the new year, our reflections on 2020 will set our approach for 2021. In 2021, our approach will simply be building back better. 2020 began very, very strong in all aspects of the township. But when March arrived, we began to experience the challenges of COVID, resulting in hundreds of Upper Marion residents contracting the disease, and unfortunately, in the early part of COVID, 16 people passed away. As a result, the related shutdowns affected every part of all of our lives, and it still does. With the shutdown came impacts on the township tax revenues as well. Yet the township services continued as safely and as well as possible. We did use some of our reserves, which is what they are there for, they are rainy day reserves, to manage the economic downturn, but we still managed to end the year with the ability to maintain some of our reserve funds. As the warmer weather began and we moved from red to yellow, civil unrest and demonstrations occurred, resulting in extensive public safety engagement. As the unrest settled, Upper Marion experienced a derecho, or a series of sustained straight-line winds and heavy rain, resulting in two-thirds of the township being without electricity for several days. The result of this was a curfew necessary for the protection of the residents and visitors to the township. The protest events continued during the summer, and we suffered the diminished but still significant effects of Hurricane, and I'll never be able to pronounce this, Isaias, I believe, is what it was. All township summer events had to be canceled due to pandemic restrictions, and as we entered the late fall, COVID-19 cases and related deaths began to increase again. As of today, I believe we are at 22 COVID deaths. As we entered December, snow and heavy rainstorms again affected us, and additional resources were required to manage the challenges for the community. And finally, we were mandated with additional COVID-19 restrictions as the year ended. Of note is that every one of these events placed additional strains on our budget with public safety and public works overtime requirements, the loss of park and rec revenues, as well as severe reductions in the mercantile tax, casino revenue, local service tax, liquid fuels tax, and more. Unemployment rates of township residents and businesses saw an unprecedented high level of 12% of our residents unemployed, and unemployment is still above the norm. We saw many individuals and families suffering economically, but were heartened by the community response with generous donations to the community cupboard and increased donations by the Upper Marion Township Foundation, both to the foundation and from the foundation to the various agencies within the township that support the community. At the same time, the business community kept moving forward as well as possible. And with all these challenges, keep in mind, our residential population, our normal daytime number of residents, workers, and visitors to the park, shoppers, and casino goers approaches 150,000 people. We have more people in Upper Marion than almost half the counties in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And as a result, it requires us to constantly be looking and doing forward thinking and continuing the provision of services as best we can. The Board of Supervisors and department heads have been very active in 2020, meeting the ongoing challenges and creating approaches to ensure that Upper Marion will be stronger and more stable in the future. Among the initiatives implemented in 2020 were a long-term traffic planning task force. For years, we've heard concerns about traffic, but nobody comes up with ideas. So we decided this year to form a task force of every stakeholder that has to deal with traffic in Upper Marion Township, county, state, regional. Everybody was at the table to talk. The first meeting went very, very well. Some realities were expressed. Some ideas were placed on the table. Our next meeting, we hope, will be late January or early February. But there are thoughts on the table about traffic management. A business diversity planning team was started. And this is to make sure that we don't suffer the same effects of 2008, where the township was over-reliant on the business community being office, and retail. We've started and have gained great momentum in the tech field, in the biotech field, and in other forms of commerce, and we're convinced that this planning team will help grow those diverse opportunities in the future. We've been working with Simon on a next generation mall concept vision. A lot of rumors were circulating about the fact that the mall was going to be all high rises. We proposed alternatives, and we're awaiting Simon to come back with their thoughts on our alternatives. We are in the process of advising SEPTA of the concerns over the rail project. If you have not viewed the most recent video, please view it. We have significant concerns about several things shown on the video and are advising SEPTA of those concerns. We purchased additional property and have identified even more properties for potential purchases to expand and sustain open space. We are enhancing the trail system in the township, and we are continuing our investment in public safety to assure timely, efficient services to the public and better understands the need and services of our increasingly diverse community. We've had three major development proposals this past year. You heard one earlier this evening that were challenging, but we believe we have worked on the proposals to find solutions with the least possible impact on the community. Remember that if someone owns property and has rights to develop that property, consistent with zoning and cones, to not work these proposals with appropriate due diligence can create the type of situation we had with the former golf course property, involving over three decades of constant litigation and ultimately losing the case in the state Supreme Court. We just cannot afford to be that illogical and that and not take those types of challenges on and do the right due diligence. Despite the fact that we again received a top statewide award for communication programs, this month's statewide magazine on township management has two things about Upper Marion Township: our award-winning communication system and the use that we've had of WebEx to do meetings both at the township and the county level. Despite that, we found that we still have problems in communicating with neighborhoods on development proposals, despite the fact that we follow legal requirements for posting and mailing. We take this concern seriously, and we'll be asking the Planning Unit, Public Information Office, and Media Advisory Board to look into enhancements that can be made and ask all residents to consider signing up for the Township Newsletter, which provides comprehensive township news and will advise you of these types of projects going forward. While we would all like our town to be a quiet suburb well into the future, our history over the past 70 years proves that this is an unrealistic expectation. Upper Marion's location alone, nothing to do with any of you, nothing to do with this board, the fact that we are where we are on a map will always make it attractive to people who will want to move here, who will want to invest here, who will want to put their business here, and for people just wanting to be here. And they will inevitably bring change. The simple realities of those expectations of more township services will require more staff who will want and deserve salary increases, and with this also comes inflation. We cannot save our way to meet inherent costs. This means we either grow our tax base or through managed development, or existing taxpayers will pay more. And now you know why we believe that managed growth is a key to the effective longevity, successful longevity of Upper Marion. And then there are those who will tell us what they think we should be, such as SEPTA is doing with the rail, and some developers will do, and so on, and that we have to continually manage this. So as your supervisors, we take our role of being the stewards of the future of the township that we all live in very seriously. We ask you to reach out to us with your suggestions, your concerns, and most importantly, your ideas. Volunteer for an advisory board, become engaged in your community. 2021 and beyond will present significant challenges, but we must emerge from COVID-19 first, and we must emerge prepared for building back better. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned from the reorganization meeting, and we're going to take a 10-minute break and then come back for the workshop. Thank you.